Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Finally, we had what they call a gully washer up at our home yesterday. The first really good rain. It didn't last long, but for a while there, that wind must have been gusting 60, 70 miles an hour with quite a bit of rain. So very happy. The plants are very happy, and I probably will not have to do as much watering this afternoon. Hope you're having a good day. It's the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, July 25th, 2013. We're live each weekday from 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we podcast again to buckmastershow.com. The TucsonSentinel.com has our program, as does the TucsonCitizen.com, all carrying the podcast. On today's program, we will talk with Tucson City Councilwoman Karen Ulick. At 30 minutes past the hour, we have a newsmaker interview with Fletcher McCusker. He is head of the Rio Nuevo Board. And then we'll close out the show with State Senator Bob Worsley of Mesa. He's talking about a deal that may be in the works between the state of Arizona and Union Pacific to create a giant rail yard in the community of Red Rock in central Pinal County. If you have a comment or question, our live line is now declared officially open at 790-2040. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show, will get you there. Let's welcome now Tucson City Councilwoman Karen Ulick to the Buckmaster Show. Karen, how are you today?
Great, Bill. Thank you. Hey, congrats on all the great feedback you're getting on your program.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you to John Schuster, who wrote, I think, an excellent piece in the Tucson Weekly in the Media Watch column, and I really am grateful for John's article and the comments, and I think it's been very positive on what we're trying to do here, Karen.
No doubt.
Let's begin with this debate over Tucson's pension system. A week or so ago, we had the folks with this the group that is opposed or wants to change the Tucson pension system. And I think, Karen Ulick, there's a lot of confusion around what the facts and figures on really both sides of the arguments. From your point of view, how do you see this?
Well, Bill, I think you're right that there are a lot of unanswered questions, and to me, the fiscal soundness of the city is not something that we want to leave open to those kinds of questions. We should have firm answers, and I think this is really a half-baked proposal, and it could really have a dramatic effect on the city's general fund by essentially burdening taxpayers with the full cost of carrying the commitments that we have to current retirees and employees by letting new employees opt out of the existing pension program. And until it's very clear what those burdens would be on our budget, I think it's pretty dangerous to put something in front of the voters like this. So I, in particular, am opposed to proceeding with the question as it's framed right now for the ballot. I do want to note, too, Bill, that we've done quite a bit as mayor and council since 2006 to shore up our pension system and to make sure that the city over the long term can fulfill our commitments, and we've worked real hard at that. So clearly the pensions are something we're grappling with and will continue to work together to solve. I just don't think that this is the right answer.
And I know that the city's pension analyst and chair of the city's pension education committee has said in the Arizona Daily Star that some of the claims that came out in the flyer from the Committee for Sustainable Retirement Benefits, the group Mr. Zimmerman, who was on our program a week or so ago, is heading up, this assertion that the Tucson supplemental retirement system is currently 63.5% funded because the city has not been making its required contributions?
Well, and again, I it was troubling to me to even see Mr. Zimmerman subsequently state that, oh, we're sorry, if we've made some errors, we'll go ahead and fix those errors. You know, to put information out without the full facts either confuses voters or overtly misinforms them, and that's not something we can afford. Just this past year, Bill, we had our actuarial advisor come to us with recommendations, which also came from the board overseeing the pension fund, that really, again, shores up the pension system. We make our required contributions, but we also have to look at what we're projecting for the system. And one thing that we had in our system that really affected that funding level that you're talking about is that we had our projections based on a 15-year actuarial table, where most public systems have at least a 20-year and sometimes 25-year payout projection. And just by shifting that to 20 years, which is still somewhat conservative, we were able to really improve the funded level and kind of bring into line the projections so that, you know, we'll be able to tackle this over the long term.
And what one more question about the pension plan. There's been some confusion about property taxes and city services, depending on how this goes. Do you want to clear that up for us?
You know, I'm not real aware of the specific concern that you're raising. Mm-hmm. I do think, you know, we want to be clear that, number one, the city will meet its pension obligations. What it means if this particular question passes, however, is that instead of employees, new and existing, continuing to contribute toward funding the pension, the burden would fall more heavily, quite a bit more heavily, on the city's existing general fund, which means the taxpayers. And I don't know, with regard to property taxes or other revenues that the city receives, whether, you know, the implication is we're going to have to figure out together as a community how we meet these obligations. And if it comes directly out of the general fund, we either have to cut services or raise taxes. That's the bottom line.
Tucson City Councilwoman Karen Ulick is with us now on the Buckman Master Show on the live line, 790-2040, 790-2040. The councilwoman would be happy to entertain your questions or comments. While we're talking about the election ballot for November, there are two items that I think are worth discussing. One would be this: voters will decide whether the city can lift state spending cap. What is this about?
There's a spending cap in state statute that typically Tucson voters have allowed Tucson to sort of gain local control over our budget, and there are two different ways that voters can do that. One is to simply grant the city home rule over the budget. We always have to have a balanced budget so that revenues cover the expenses in our budget. Home rule allows us to do that annually. And the second way is to, rather than sticking with the established state limitation, to adjust that amount by specific dollar figures. Now, in 1987, Tucson voters did, for example, add some dollars to that base amount that the state allows. And this time around, we're going to be asking voters to allow for the city to exceed the state cap by an additional $50 million. Basically, we haven't adjusted the bottom line amount since 1987. And I think most folks know that we are succeeding as a city in getting more federal dollars and other resources that we would like to be able to spend on behalf of the community. And so it's not a tax increase. It simply allows the city to receive and spend more dollars than is allowed for by that state limitation.
There is another item, too, that will be on. This is about the city, the second ballot measure, the 10-year city plan.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. It's actually required in state statute that local governments adopt a very general guiding document that we have crafted really with tremendous leadership from city staff over the past 2 years with very widespread community participation. We have a new general plan, which is sort of a guiding document for our community, and it covers things like the economy, environmental protection, all kinds of, key areas, I think, that we recognize are going to be critical for the health and well-being of the community moving forward. So that will be in front of the voters. And again, the process of crafting the document, I think we can all be very proud of. And I think we reached a very broad-based sense of support for getting it on the ballot for the voters.
Karen Nulick is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a quick call from Charles on the Buckmaster Show. Liveline has a question about light rail. Charles, real quickly before the break, please.
Quickly, Karen, we had a brief discussion at the Hispanic Chamber about light rail. I'm very concerned the city has put us in a box in terms of not growing and not being environmentally sound with it, in that insofar as there might be new technologies that would way out strip both the ability to serve people and also fuel efficiency. What can be done to make sure that we can move away from light rail if there's a better way to do it? And what can we do to better serve communities like the elderly so that maybe a block or two blocks off the rail line, we could actually deliver people, let them stop in front of their homes so they could actually use public transportation rather than watch it go by?
Go ahead, Karen.
Thanks, Charles, and I really appreciated the conversation we had. I know you made some very good points. You know, the fixed rail portion of our transit system is, I think, going to be limited. It, in many ways, it creates a spine for the overarching transit system, and the overall system, I think, will always be, rather than fixed route, it will be buses and other kinds of transit vehicles. And I think your point is very important, that in Tempe and other cities, small circulator vehicles like vans or other other ways of getting people to bus routes and light rail or that fixed route system is critical. Ridership is the key. We want to get as many people on transit as possible. We're right now developing a 5-year plan and even beyond that for our transit system. And I think your voice is going to be important in that discussion. The key, again, is to make sure we get as many people as possible utilizing transit and making sure that any fixed rail piece of it, like the one that we've just implemented, really drives more and more people onto the broader transit system. We're getting, just as one example in the 5-year plan, one thing we're looking at is using larger buses and smaller buses based on the ridership on particular routes, which can save huge amounts of fuel. And that's just one example of fuel efficiency that we're looking at.
All right. It's time to take a break here on the Buckmaster Show. We have asked the councilwoman to stick around for another segment. She has agreed to do so. We thank her for that. Right now, let's hear from the lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors. Please support these people who support our program.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com. We push toward 12:23 on this midday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much for joining us. Karen Ulick, Tucson City Councilwoman, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. And Councilwoman, looks like things are finally starting to look up for the troubled Tucson Convention Center.
Yeah, we've really, with great credit to Fletcher McCusker and the entire Rio Nuevo board, we really have turned a page really broadly in downtown. I think most people are recognizing the progress that we're seeing. And very important to note that the Rio Nuevo board now is poised to begin again in investing directly in the convention center and then more broadly in downtown redevelopment. And I think that we're all excited to see that happening. The convention center is really a cornerstone element of that. And I think the board is working closely with us to identify the priorities that need to be taken care of so that that center continues to work well for the niche market that it serves.
And we'll be hearing from Mr. McCusker at about 12:33 today, and he can also tell us from his point of view. But it does appear that
after the years of bickering, things, the relationship seems pretty good. Is it on the surface and beyond the surface doing what we think it is?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the years of really Renuevo being used as a political weapon are behind us, and that everybody now, I think, shares the goal and the vision for making sure that we deliver for Tucson and really improve the environment for businesses and investment and for people to live downtown. And there's some exciting projects from east to west in the area that are going to make a real difference for the entire region.
And of course, a downtown Tucson, new downtown Tucson hotel has really been at the forefront of being a key to moving forward with this renaissance of Tucson. And it looks like that Marriott, the Marriott Corporation, is very interested in a hotel at Fifth Avenue and Broadway.
I think it's gonna happen, and I think it's gonna be a great addition to downtown. And you know, it's scaled appropriately. It seems to me the financing makes sense. It's not the same sort of pie-in-the-sky, publicly-backed project that we had on the table in 2008 and 2009. So I think it's a good plan and a good way to proceed.
How are we doing in our road repair program, Karen Ulick?
Well, you know, I think everybody has noticed. I am out in the community often and hear many, many people commenting on how relieved they are to finally see progress on our streets. And that's based on just the first infusion of investment that the mayor and council allocated of $20 million. We now are in the five-year period where the voters have approved $20 million additional per year for the next 5 years. So I think everybody is going to see tremendous progress. And I'm grateful that Tucson voters, agreed that the investment is critical. I think folks understand that our state funding was really gutted in transportation over the last few years. We lost $37 million, and that is apparent, and we're all now able to see that we can make progress and take our destiny into our own hands through this particular paving program we've got going.
I think a lot of residents are very happy with what's going on with A Mountain. The city's wrapping up, I think it's about $320,000 in improvements at the park with signs, trails, and more. This really is, it's kind of like Tucson's Central Park in a way, isn't it?
It really is. You know, A Mountain is such an important attraction for visitors and locals alike. The adjacent Tumamoc Hill, which the city made sure to preserve by our own actions a few years ago, is also kind of our Central Park. I walk Tumamoc Hill regularly, and it's amazing how many people enjoy Tumamoc Hill. And it's the kind of investment like the bike loop trail that now encircles the entire city and the perimeter. Those are the kinds of things that I think Tucsonans really appreciate, and it adds tremendously to our quality of life here.
All right, Karen, we're going to let you go here in a few seconds, but I do want to mention, of course, the Manning House, historic downtown Manning House, sold to El Rio Community Health Center. I think this is a good move. It will become an administrative headquarters.
Yes, and I just spoke with one of the physicians who will be working out of the Manning House. She is very excited about that, and I think we're all so relieved to know that the Manning House will be preserved. And El Rio is a wonderful community partner. I think it's a good fit.
All right, Karen Ulick, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Karen Ulick, Tucson City Councilwoman. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for east central Pima County. This warning is in effect until, 3:15 this afternoon, so we must be getting some pretty heavy rain in parts of town. It was only, oh my goodness, it was 22 years ago this Friday when 8 people lost their lives in the fatal Tankaverde Falls flash flood. So again, the National Weather Service issuing a flash flood warning for east central Pima County. That warning will be in effect until 3:15 this afternoon, so take it easy out there as the monsoon's really starting to heat up. We're reaching the halfway point here on the Buckmaster Show. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. When we return after the break, we will be talking with Fletcher McCusker. A lot to talk with Mr. McCusker about, not only the Rio Nuevo Board, but his new enterprise, Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. We'll find out what that's all about and how he's doing as we continue now with the Thursday edition of Buckmaster.
News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. State Department says one American is among the 80 people killed in yesterday's train derailment in Spain. Five other Americans were injured. Iraq's parliament speaker is warning that the escape this week of hundreds of prison inmates will make the country's security situation that much worse. New poll finds diminished support for New York City mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner since the latest revelations about his lewd online behavior. Vermont prison officials say they have a new plan for a high-risk sex offender due to be released from prison. He'll be moving out of the state, but they're not saying what state he'll relocate to. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up about 5 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 23. The S&P trading 3 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:34 on this Thursday afternoon. Once again, there is a flash flood warning for east central Tucson, expecting heavy rain and flooding, if it's not already occurring, is imminent. It's time for the CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by TREO, which stands for Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated. TREO offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increase business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, TREO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing 10,300 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit TREO, that's TREOAZ.org. And joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line, Fletcher McCusker, CEO of Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. He's also chair of the Rio Nuevo Board. Previously, he is the founder and was CEO of Providence Service Corporation, which is headquartered in downtown Tucson. Of course, Fletcher is a tireless advocate for downtown Tucson redevelopment. Mr. McCusker, Fletcher, how are you today?
Bill, doing great. You might have to change that to tired someday, but so far, so good.
Well, Karen Ulick was just with us here on the Buckmaster Show, and she had some very nice things to say about you and this improved relationship with the Rio Nuevo Board. Things seem to be going pretty well.
We're actually getting some work done, yeah. We launched a major remodel of the arena. I don't know when the last time you were in the TCC arena was, but it's certainly not anything we can be proud of, and we're going to help a private developer built a AC brand hotel, which is a brand of the Marriott chain, on the corner of Broadway and 5th in downtown Tucson. So, indeed, we're back to work.
Let's leave downtown for a moment. We'll come back to it. But I want to talk about your latest venture, Symphonia Healthcare Corporation. How's that going, Mr. McCusker?
We're off to a fast start, Bill. You know, we were very interested in students of the Affordable Care Act, and of course with that reaffirmed by the Supreme Court and with Obama's reelection, we knew that health care was going to be revolutionized in this country, and to a large extent services that were historically delivered only out of home now were going to be required and incentivized to be delivered in home. So we launched in February of this year with investors and friends and family, and today we have about 1,000 patients in our combined system, just, you know, 3 months, 4 months after we launched.
And the name itself, I guess, is that's a Spanish word for symphony, right?
Correct. It's actually Spanish and the Italian word for symphony, and we thought it was appropriate that, you know, what we were doing was bringing together a lot of disparate pieces of the healthcare system and trying to make some organized orchestration out of all that, and Symphony seemed like an appropriate name.
So let's talk about what is different about this healthcare system that you have created and now up and running. You say you've got 1,000 clients, patients already. How does it fit in with this new environment of healthcare that we are faced with?
Well, as you and I continue to age, Bill, they will not just be able to stick us in a nursing home any longer. You're going to have to demonstrate that you've tried home health first. So Medicare, Medicaid, most private insurance companies are coming to a model that embraces all sorts of home health products. Technology is changing very rapidly now with iPad and iPhone monitors that can be home-based, and, of course, the physicians, nurses, and caregivers that like to drive, travel, and deliver health care in a patient's own home. So what we've done is put together the entire continuum of home health care products, everything from medical equipment like walkers or wheelchairs to companion care to nursing, all the way up to end-of-life care in our own operated hospice program. So I believe we're the first provider in the country to assimilate all of the known healthcare products under a single provider.
Well, and I think, Fletcher McCusker, that people want to stay at home, of course, as long as possible. I think many people dread going into, if they would have to go into a nursing home. I mean, it's a fear for many people. So they want to be at home. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And it always necessarily hasn't aligned with how insurance or Medicare and Medicaid work. Remember, Medicaid was this country's hospital benefit for the poor. You could only use it historically for hospital level of care. So, you know, as best practices have evolved and we've seen the opportunities to avoid very expensive care by preventing illness in a patient's home, more and more payers are embracing the kind of care that we deliver. It's as you said, it's designed to be preventative. It's designed to keep you out of an ambulance or an extended stay in an out-of-home facility.
Fletcher McCusker with us talking about Symphonia Healthcare Corporation, his new venture. And I wondered about employees. Is it difficult finding the kind of employee that you want for Symphonia?
They're predicting a 20,000-person nurse shortage in the U.S. as a result of the Affordable Care Act. We've yet to experience that locally, Bill, and I think unique to us, we offer stock in a startup company for employees that embrace our model. So we've not seen a recruiting problem. We've been able to attract some of the best and brightest in town, from our medical director and physicians through nursing to OT and PT, speech pathologists, and, of course, companion care or personal care givers. So we've been pleasantly surprised.
I want to talk a little bit. Go ahead. I was going to go back to downtown. I'm very curious about this, perhaps a Marriott hotel in downtown Tucson. What are the chances of this happening, Fletcher McCusker?
Very good. Now, Rio Nuevo has approved building the garage that the hotel would actually be built on top of. And the developer, I believe, has his financing together. The management of Marriott came to the last Rio Nuevo meeting and presented their commitment to this property. The AC brand is actually a European hotel brand, primarily in Spain. Marriott has purchased this brand. It's a very young, modern, kind of urban hotel system. And they've selected three sites, Bill, to start in the U.S., one in downtown Chicago, one in the Gaslight District in downtown San Diego, and one right here in downtown Tucson. It's really quite extraordinary.
And it is a company, of course. Marriott is like a gold standard in the hospitality industry. Did you think this would the renaissance of downtown would turn around this fast?
No. I mean, given the spits and starts that you've seen, the failure of Rio Nuevo, the, you know, confusion about city services, I think a lot of us are pleasantly surprised. And it's organic, Bill. It's not government-led. There's no master plan. You know, these are people who are investing their own money, who are excited about participating in downtown, and it's become contagious. That's really what's driving it.
Fletcher, if you have time to take a quick question, Roberta on the Buckmaster Show live line has a question about Symphonia. Go ahead, Roberta. You're with Fletcher McCusker.
Thank you. May I have a phone number for your company? And have you done any work for chemically sensitive people in home care?
I think we see a lot of that, you know, medication management, medication therapy management, you know, I think is more prevalent now and more understood by caregivers. You know, if you go to our website, which is SinfoniaHealth.com, www.SinfoniaHealth.com, you'll see ways to get into touch with us, and we'd be happy to help any way we could.
Okay, so that's probably the best way, SinfoniaHealth.com, to get a hold of you and to ask any questions, right, Fletcher?
Yes.
Okay, Fletcher McCusker, thank you very much. And one more quick question about downtown. Can it continue this pace with the restaurants? Seems like there's a new one opening every day.
I think they're enlightened about that. A couple years ago, you know, a new restaurant might be viewed competitively, but we have found that, you know, you don't go to the same restaurant every night, but, you know, people that are now coming downtown and walking are frequenting a variety of new restaurants, Bill. So I think all of us would tell you the more, the merrier. We don't think we're anywhere near saturated, and, you know, it's becoming quite a food destination.
All right, Fletcher McCusker, thank you very much for being with us. Good luck to you.
All right, Bill, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Fletcher McCusker with us on The Buckmaster Show as part of the CEO interview series on The Buckmaster Show, presented by Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, TREO. For more information, visit TREO, that's TREOAZ.org. Right now we're at 12:45. Again, a flash flood warning in effect right now for East Central Tucson, so keep that in mind. We will be back in a moment here on the Buckmaster Show talking about the possibility of a super rail yard coming for Central Pinal County. And one more quick question or one more quick comment for folks that don't have internet access about Sinfonia Healthcare. Their number is 547-0090, 547-0090. We'll be right back.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees.
Order up.
But we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next day professional installation.
A carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:50 now on this Thursday afternoon, and this portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, where they're getting ready for a big festival, the Clay Festival. Everything to do with pottery, that gets underway July 27th, that's next week, running through August the 4th in Silver City, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. It's going to be fun for the whole family. This is going to be a great event over in Silver City. Plenty of great places to stay, including Fayetteville Hot Springs, Casitas de la Gila, and Georgetown Cabins, just to name a few of the many fine places to stay in the area. You can find out more on their website, very nice website, Southwest New Mexico, all spelled out, .org. Well, representatives from Union Pacific Railroad and the State Land Department in Arizona and Pinal County have announced that a one-year study period is now underway to explore the possible sale of state trust land to Union Pacific for the construction of a major rail yard near Red Rock. That's in central Pinal County. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is State Senator Bob Worsley, a Republican from Mesa. Senator Worsley initiated the discussion between the parties at the encouragement of longtime project supporter State Senator Al Melvin of Saddlebrook. Senator, how are you today?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for coming on the program. I think a lot of folks have questions about what exactly is going on here. Is this proposal was first put forth back in 2006, I guess. Give us some of the history.
Yeah, there was a push back then, and as I understand it, it just could not get traction. There was a lot of friction between different constituencies. Some land developers wanted it, others did not. Some were concerned about viewshed issues from Picacho Peak area. The State Land Department has a lot of state land in the area. I think they were concerned about access, et cetera, to their other state lands if they did this. And it just could not coalesce into productive discussion. And one of my specialties in business is to bring together parties that should be doing something and try to work through the issues. And the last 5 months we've done that, and we're really pleased that I think we're on track to get this done.
Senator, tell us what's at stake here. This is, I guess, nearly 1,000 acres and of state trust land. And can you describe for us what is envisioned for that property, sir?
Yes, it's called a classification yard. And basically what it's intended to do is allow ships that come in Long Beach, California, to quickly take all the containers off of those ships and just throw them on rail cars as quickly as possible and move that train out of that very expensive bottleneck at Long Beach. And then when you get into a piece of real estate that's less expensive, spread this out over 17 different tracks, and then have large cranes moving these containers into different trains that go to Chicago, one that goes to Atlanta, one that goes to Dallas, and basically you organize what you put on trains in a disorganized fashion in Long Beach. So that's a classification yard, and it's intended to be kind of organize this thing before it goes out to the rest of the country.
Well, this could be, in effect, then, we're talking about a rail hub here, and what would the economic benefits be, Senator?
Well, I think you start with a classification yard, and then what we hope happens is that this becomes what they call an intermodal hub, where, you know, suddenly containers can come off the rail and go onto trucks, and some things are maybe sub-assemblies coming in from China, and you would actually have a factory that would take sub-assemblies and put them together into finished goods, and then they would go back on trains or go on trucks and go other places. And so what this becomes, potentially, is a major employer employment situation and definitely kind of a freight hub for the Southwest.
What are some of the hurdles that must be addressed here? Can you go over that for us?
Yeah, there's kind of three things that gave us problems that we had to work through the last few months. One is access. And that's a circulation issue relative to vehicles. When you put 17 tracks out there that you need to move these trains onto, you then ask the question, well, how do you get over that? And if I'm coming to the freeway from the east, how do you get over this? So we've been working on ways to get people on the freeway across the area without having to build what they call flyovers, which are elaborate bridges over this whole facility that would potentially impact the cranes and their ability to move containers from one train to the other. So we're working through that. The issue of I-10 and additional truck traffic has come up, and how many on-ramps will we need? What's the spacing of those on-ramps? So we're working with the ADOT on that subject. And then there's access. How would cars get to the state land that is actually to the east of this site between the CAP canal and the classification yard? So those are things, that's one big issue, which is access and circulation. Another issue is you have two kind of mountain ranges there with water runoff kind of taking a sheet flow and some odd drainage situations there, so the facility needs to have some significant flood control and drainage studies done, which we've now started that process. And then I would say the third area of concern is kind of a view shed. You know, do people want to see the 17 tracks out there and all this activity as they drive between Tucson and Phoenix, or they're hiking on Picacho Peak? And I would say that's probably the third issue that some people have had concerns about.
Yeah, I wondered about the environmental concerns there, Senator Worsley, about where, you know, do folks want to look at this? And to give us some idea, we're familiar here in Tucson driving up to Phoenix. So this would be on the east side, or as you're driving to Phoenix, the right side of the roadway, right? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. So.
It is an industrial kind of activity, but we think that it could be a significant nugget or core of something substantial that can come and create a lot of jobs for those folks in Pinal County there.
Yeah, I would think there'd be some tax revenue, too, that could help Pinal County government and schools, one of the fastest-growing counties, really, in the United States.
Yeah, sometimes we forget that all that state land, that money goes to our schools. And so whatever the purchase price, and this has to be at market, it has to go to a bid, to an auction, And so someone else can show up and bid and pay more than Union Pacific, and this won't happen. Mm. But the nice thing is the way the state lands work. They make sure it's a public process. Everything's transparent. And I know Vanessa Hickman will work very hard to make sure it's that way in this process. And the state, the schools will get the highest market price for that land in this process.
All right. Senator Worsley, thank you very much. We appreciate you updating our listeners on this proposal. Good luck to you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. Bob Worsley with us, a Republican from Mesa, talking about what could be a really huge rail hub up at Red Rock. The Buckmaster Show, thanks. Culligan Water, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends at Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. We thank Culligan for supplying all of our in-studio guests and all of the personnel here at KVOI with a cool bottle of Culligan water. John C. Scott Show comes up this afternoon right here on KVOI from 3 to 5. And then tomorrow morning, Friday edition of Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. We'll be back with our Friday Focus interview at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.